Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg, talking today with journalists of the soul.
Well, I suppose I am like a scientist who's been doing 10 years of research in a certain area. And the more research I do, the more complex I see that the phenomenon is, you know, that we're dealing with. And the less ability I feel to make generalizations.
Lex Hickson has been on the trail of that elusive thing for a decade now as host and producer of In the Spirit, an enormously popular radio program in New York City. The series has attempted to survey in depth the spectrum of spiritual paths. Lex is one of a small movement of journalists on an inner assignment.
Well, we made 13 films, which means pot shots on particular days at things which could be labeled Muslim or Buddhist or whatever it is. And in California, you get the unlabelable kaleidoscope. But 13 films is next to nothing. I just feel about now I could go and do it some more. That sort of even doing films about a thing is endless.
That's Ronald Eyre, a noted British theater director, who was asked by BBC Television to produce 13-hour-long documentaries about the religious experience. He was at it for 4.5 wide-ranging years in the early 1970s, resulting in a broadcast series called The Long Search. It later aired with great critical acclaim on PBS in America. Also in that period, there was a spiritual stirring in our culture, primarily among idealistic young people. It took on a somewhat fanciful rubric, the New Age, and it sprouted an extremely successful publication, New Age Magazine. Its editor is Peggy Taylor.
I just had this strong feeling that there was a need for a publication that looked at the synthesis of all the movements that were going on, not just the spiritual movement, but I could see that if people were involved in a particular dietary trip or if they were involved with ecology or social action or meditation or healing, that they were all, in a sense, doing the same thing or operating off of the same energy, but everybody thought that they were separate from each other.